We are live with Andy Grammer at the All-Nighter. Andy, first off, thanks for coming.
No problem, man. What's up?
Well, to see, after soundcheck, people are already getting a buzz about you. So the first question I have to ask you, Andy, when did you realize that you got something special, you can do this professionally for a living, not have to work other jobs? When did you decide you could be a musician?
Oh, man. Probably about a year and a half. Right when I graduated out of college, I decided I was going to do music. I took my guitar out to the street. In Santa Monica, we can perform. You can perform on the street, and you can sell CDs. And I did it out there for a while, and I was selling them. So I was like, all right, I guess I can do this. Let's do it.
So you started off by selling CDs on the street in Santa Monica.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what was the next step from there? Somebody pick you up and say, hey, you got something, dude.
Yeah, I got a college agent who started sending me around to different colleges. And then, you know, you just kind of take every little scrap of recognition that you can get. And that brought me out here to Summerfest.
Okay.
And from Summerfest, I played one gig on the stage at Summerfest, and the guy brought me out on tour, which brought me out to I played on the Chevy stage at Basilica Block Party, and then went over to Country Thunder, and it's just been kind of going from there.
So how long ago did this all kind of start for you? Like, when did this big journey start for Andy Grammer?
Like I said, the beginning is probably right when I graduated. I did music industry in California, a place called Northridge. And right when I was done with that, I had my degree, and I took my little amp out to the street, and that's really when it started, about a year and a half ago.
Now, you've opened for some pretty big gags, from Jessica Simpson, Carrie Underwood. Now, do you remember the worst gig you ever played? Like, what was the gig where you look back and you go, dang, I'm glad I don't have to do that again?
Yeah, totally. There was one in, I played a gig in Vegas where I got booed off the stage.
Booed off the stage? Really? Why was that?
Well, you know, it was before I actually knew what I was doing, just my acoustic vibe. We were in a kind of a rock band, and we were bad. That's why.
And they didn't like it, huh?
They didn't like it, and they were drunk, and it was terrible. I would never want to do that again.
So after that, you weren't even second-guessing yourself? Like, you know, maybe I should stick to the business side.
What's so funny is there's a lot of talented artists out here that just takes a second to figure out what your lane is, you know? I'm pretty good at this acoustic vibe, but if you ask me to, like, do some hardcore stuff, I can't do it. So it takes a minute to figure out what it is that like, Andy Grammer shines through doing.
Right.
So Andy Grammer doing, like, reggae is not the best. So people would probably boo me that way.
And I saw that you did something like 24 shows in 30 days on your MySpace. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. I just got off a college tour about 3 months ago. It was like all the way across the country.
So how do you go from show to show, night to night? Eventually, it's got to take a toll on your voice, right? Is there something you do before each show to make sure you keep that in check?
There's something that I won't do again, which is eat like tons of fast food. If you keep eating fast, I gained like 20 pounds.
Oh, really?
So, it was so bad, man. Yeah. But yeah, lots of water, I would say.
And now, obviously, artists get their own riders for shows. Have you ever thought about putting something, like, really, really crazy on your rider? Like, something just to throw people off?
You know, I really like Naked Juice, but I don't know. Around the country, people haven't had them. Like, we've asked for them, and they don't have them there. So that's the weirdest thing I got. So I just stick with the fruit tray and the, you know, the meat stuff. It's fine.
Now, you've been compared to Maroon 5 and John Mayer. I mean, is that hard, being compared to such big names like that?
People need to figure out a way to say, I think the worst thing you can do is say, like, you can't compare my music to anything. I am my own thing, you know? Like, a lot of people try to do that. The bottom line is, like, people need to understand who you are quickly. So if you have to understand who I am quickly, I will deal with that description.
Now, who would you say your biggest influences are? Like, growing up, who would you listen to and say, I want to be like that? Or is it more than one that you kind of mix in who you are?
Yeah, there's really a bunch. The guy that got me first, John Mayer really nailed me first. I really love his songwriting. He knows how to use words really well. And then The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, that album was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And then bands like Switchfoot and, you know, then Maroon 5. I love Kanye West. So kind of this meld of music. I like to beatbox and play acoustic guitar at the same time. So, yeah, a lot of those. And my latest, the people that I'm listening to a lot right now are, like, you know, Lupe Fiasco?
Oh, Lupe, yeah.
Oh, man. The thing is, like, there's music that makes you still feel good about being a human being.
Exactly.
You know, and it's hard to do. You got to do that really well. If you're going to, like, bring a positive message, you better bring it hard and do it really well.
Well, and unfortunately, I think Lupe said this next album is his last album, too.
Last one, huh?
Yeah, it's a double CD, but he's really only released two albums. He's only released one album. This next one's going to be his last one, he said. So.
Oh, wait. No, so that's terrible news.
At least that's what he said. Maybe he's doing something different. I mean, I don't know.
Like a Jay-Z and, like, retire and then keep coming back.
And then sign a 10-year deal with Live Nation ever. So you are a beatboxer. Now, when did you start the beatboxing skills?
I just was doing that in my car. I was out. I don't know. I remember where I even learned how to do that. I just kind of started doing it. And it started, you have to find things that set you apart from from people when you're performing all the time. And that was one of them that was just like, oh, wow, what the hell is this guy doing? Why? Like, no one does that, really. So then I just kind of started developing it a little bit. It's really cool.
So do you ever, like, walk by kids who are beatboxing who really can say, like, dude, I mean, you have no idea what you're doing? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of people think they can beatbox, but it's a true art.
It is an art, man, and I'm not professing to be someone who's, like, at the top of my beatboxing game, but I'm going to start learning how to do it better. I can do it pretty well, and the fact that I can do it and play at the same time is kind of cool.
And you're performing at an after party for the Grammys, is that right? I read that in your MySpace?
Yeah, down at the House of Blues. There's the Warner Brothers after party is at the House of Blues.
And you were at the House of Blues in California every weekend pretty much?
On Sunday nights in January and February, I've been doing a residency there, which has been so great. To play at the same place every time, every week. And we started really developing with people coming back, and there's like a little bit of a following down there, so it's really cool.
And obviously you've toured around the country. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite area you like to go to, like where you see, oh, this place is coming up, and I really like performing
out
there?
It's so weird. I love the Midwest, man.
Really?
I love it over here. You guys are awesome. And people dig it as well. You find your little pockets of like where your music fits. And there's something about everybody's not trying to be too cool over here. In LA or New York, it's like, man, you have to fight for everybody's attention. And there's like, everybody's kind of in, everything's just a lot quicker. Over here, people like sit down and like listen to what you have to do, you know? I really like that.
And obviously, it's a brand new year. So at the end of the year, what's your goal for this year? Do you have any big plans that set marks you want to hit by the end of this year?
Well, I have a live album coming out probably within the next month.
Okay.
But by this year, I want my full studio length to come out. So that's the goal, to get that done.
Do you have songs written for that? Are you currently in the process?
We got plenty of songs. It's just about getting everything in order and actually doing it.
And now, as far as songwriting, do you have a certain style? Like, can you write on the road, or do you have to be like by yourself in a certain place?
Yeah, I could try to write on the road. I usually like to be home in my LA apartment. I kind of amass a lot of things while I'm out on the road and scribble down little ideas and little leads to things, and then I get in my apartment at home and just go. Probably usually like I'll have like a week. When I find weeks that I don't have any touring going on, I just get up at 8 and go till 5 just writing.
I want to play a little word association with you. I'm going to say an artist, and I want you to give me your quick opinion of them, okay?
Okay.
So first one is Soulja Boy.
Entertainer.
You don't respect these? Do you think he's a little overrated there? Or?
Oh, he's entertaining. I'm not, you know, it's not my place to judge anybody, but he's entertaining, and everybody loves the Superman dance. So.
Oh, God. How about Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre, ooh, talented.
And Eminem, another album coming out this year, Eminem.
Prodigy.
And you said you like Kanye West. What do you think of Kanye?
Oh, man, I can't do one word with him. What I love about Kanye are his kind of like slow melodic songs. Mm. The one that he did with Adam Levine of Maroon 5,
that is
one of my favorite tracks of all time. I love that he went and took it where he took it for this last album, just out of creativity. That's really cool.
Is there any artists out there that you really want to work with that you haven't had a chance to yet?
Ooh, all of them. I haven't really worked with anyone yet. I'm ready to get in and mess with everybody.
So you're ready to kind of get your name out there and have people ask you to start working with them?
That'd be fantastic.
Well, Andy, thank you for your time. We're looking for a great show tonight, and keep it real.
Let's rock. Awesome. Thank you.